President Obama has a message for the American people. Even in tough fiscal times, there are things the federal government must do for the common good.
America has to make the investments necessary to promote long-term growth and shared prosperity. Rebuilding our manufacturing base, educating our workforce, upgrading our transportation system, upgrading our information network.
But an active government role in the economy is precisely what Republican lawmakers reject. House Speaker John Boehner offers a free market-oriented agenda.
Simplify our tax code, reduce harmful regulations, and fix a broken government.
The clash in visions will intensify in coming months as deadlines loom for authorizing next year's federal budget and increasing the U.S. government's debt limit. Republicans say budget cuts must accompany any hike of the federal borrowing cap.
We've spent more than what we brought in for 55 of the last 60 years. I hope somebody's willing to actually talk about it.
A similar standoff 2 years ago triggered a downgrade of U.S. creditworthiness.
We've seen a sizable group of Republican lawmakers suggest that they wouldn't vote to pay the very bills that Congress rang up. And that fiasco harmed a fragile recovery in 2011, and we can't afford to repeat that.
The looming implementation of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare as it is commonly known, further complicates the picture. The program compels Americans to purchase private health insurance and provide subsidies for those of modest incomes. Some Republicans say they will not vote for any budget that contains funding for Obamacare. President Obama will not sign any budget that does not. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.